this year should be a special schus. Refua, Shoshana Basada, Elisheva Tova Basilea Genendel, Rav Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Sor Lea Bas Rivka, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, in a previous shir, and also Lili Nishmas, Sipora Penina Bas Rav Moshe, Rav Ben Asher Ben Rishol Yitzchak. In a previous shir, we discussed Baruch Hashem, the Gemara B'Metzia, where we have Shimon ben Elazar says that if you find an Aved in Rishis HaRabim, you could keep it. And the Shaila is, and the rabbis argue with him, are they arguing with him? If it's Rov Yisrael or even Rov Kananim. The Gemara says, Intim Silom Rapligia, Filu Rov Kananim, if you're going to say they're arguing even Rov Kananim. And in that shir, we saw two shitas in the Rishonim. We saw one shita that holds that as Tosfos asks, Baba Basruch of Gimel Amud Beis, why don't we go after the Rov Goyim? Since there is no Cheskas Mammon, then you should go after the Rov, even in Mammonis. So here this Rov Goyim, so go after the Rov and you should be able to keep the object. How can the rabbis argue? And how can the rabbis argue and say that you're not allowed to keep the object? It's Rov Goyim and there's no Cheskas Mammon here, so you should be able to keep the object. What do you mean the rabbis argue even Rov Kananim? And they hold that you have to announce it. Satosa's answer is that it's Takanas Chacham to Mekayim Shabbos Aveda. That since if you announce it, the Jew might come around. So, therefore you have to announce it. Shimon Elazar holds, no, you keep it, Rov Kananim. And the rabbi holds, Eina Chinami. There's a Rov Goyim. There's no Cheskas Mammon. You still have to announce it in order to be Mevarer. So a number of other Rishonim hold like that, other places. That if you could be Mevarer, you're Mevarer. However, we saw the Shita Mekubetzes, who brings the Ravid, that holds that even if there's no Cheskas Mammon, we say by Mammon, Ein Holchem Bo Achar HaRov. Other Rishonim hold that if there's no Cheskas Mammon, then you do follow the Rov. And here you announce it because you want to just be Mevarer. However, the Ravid holds and we also saw that's the Shita Mekubetzes on 24b in the name of the Shita, same Yisod, that even in Aveda where there's no Cheskas Mammon, we say Ein Holchin B'Mammon Achar HaRov. Shelo olchim b'mamon achar harov, ela maken olchim achar hamiyut. And what's the miyut? The miyut is that maybe it belonged to a Jew, and since it belonged to a Jew, you have to be choshish for that and announce it. The other Rishonim hold no, you're not choshish that you should go after the rov, but if you could be mevarer, you're mevarer. But then, if there's no Cheskas Mammon, you follow the Rovin Mammon. The Ravid holds no. That you don't follow the Rovin Mammon, even if there's no Cheskas Mammon. Not only if there is a Cheskas Mammon, you don't follow the Rov. Even if there's no Cheskas Mammon, you don't follow the Rov. So we discussed that. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. Very gratifying. Try to understand Torah Hashem. So, and we're continuing. We've been trying to go through the Sefer Nasan Pirio of Maran HaGoyin of Nasan Gishtetner, who lived a block away approximately from the Stipler on Rehov Devorah Hanaviyah in Bnei Brak. I was at his house twice. So the Stipler once says, they say anyway, that he sent to him and the Stipler said, "Shal alechet l'Reb Nasan hu yodeat kol haTorah kula." That's it. So we're not talking about, you see what he's written, dozens and dozens and dozens of stars And I'm in touch with his grandson, who's putting out more. They have Ksav Yad, they have three volumes in the Minchas Chinuch that he wrote, and they have on various Masechtas. Bava Basra hasn't been published yet. Yevamos hasn't been published yet. So obviously I can't keep up with the Shefa. I'm saying just the Sefer on Bava Metzia is well over 400 pages, but not like small pages. Those biggest, like those Sfarim that don't fit in a lot of shelves type size, with small Rashi scripts. So it's incredibly, incredibly prolific. So it says from Nassim, Vadain yesh la'ayin b'mashakasa b'shita mukubetzis b'shem ha'rai v'dildas rabbanan afilu b'rov goyim nam yorma d'machar v'zmishum b'yisrael o mishum d'ein holchim b'mamon achar arov o she'en lanu chazaka b'mamon zeh. So he says that's exactly the lashon of the Ravid. It's a little bit of a difficult lashon. The Ravid writes that according to the rabbis, even if it's rov goyim, you're machriz because of Yisrael. Why are you machriz because of a Jew? Maybe it's because you don't go after the rov when it comes to mamonis. Or because there's no cheskes mamon. So, again, the lashon is a little bit hard to understand. But Akopanim, you see clearly that he says that even though ain lo chazaka b'mamon zeh, you still have to announce it. And why do you have to announce it? There's no cheskes mamon. So it could be that maybe the finder has no chazaka in this mamon. Since the finder has no chazaka in the mamon, he has to announce it. But in the first lashon he writes om mishum te ain lo chazaka b'mamon achar rov. You don't go in mamonis after the rov, so here there's nobody else has a chazaka. Normally we say enoch mamon achar rov because if I have a cheskes mamon, we don't follow the rov to give you my mamon. But here there is no cheskes mamon, so let me keep it. Let's go after the rov. He says no, the enoch mamon achar rov. Even though here there's no cheskes mamon, or he says a shein lo chazaka b'mamon zeh. Maybe he means the finder is no chazaka. Kopanim says Rav Nosson, "Bitzarichim b'mashakasev de machvus yishum yisrael mishum de ein olchem mamon achar rov." So he says the Ravid writes, the Shita Mekubetzis quotes the Ravid as saying, and you have to say assume that the Shita Mekubetzis was telling the truth. You know, why would he misquote the Ravid to make the Ravid look bad? So he says that the Ravid says you're announcing it because of the Yisrael. Maybe it belonged to a Jew, and ein olchem mamon achar rov is machpatli that it's mostly goyim, but maybe there's a Jew around, and maybe I'm announcing it for the Jew. So omer va'im ein olchem mamon achar rov harei she'achar ha'miut kol shekein she'en olchem. One second, you want to tell me you don't go mamon after the rov? Then why on earth are you going after the miut? If you're not following a rov, if you don't follow the majority, why should you follow a minority? Why do you prefer a miut over a rov? You say rov isn't good enough. All right, rov isn't good enough, but miut is good enough. Rov isn't good enough, but miut works for you. How can that be? Since it's rov akum miut yisrael, why should you have to announce it? Why should you have to be choshish for the miut? And if there's a suffix mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, halo b'chol mitzvah saseh, as linen basa rov, ke b'chol yisurim shebetorah. Yimken kevin de rubo akum, yimken a rov morosh, enu chai v'kiyum mitzvah zu. You want to tell me there's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda? In mitzvahs we go after rov? And odds are that you don't have to keep this mitzvah? So why should you have to announce it? So it could be that the Ravid holds that ain't holchem mamon achar rov. The reason is because we don't go after the rov if it's a din shebi anadam lamakom. Isurim, mitzvahs. There the Torah says when it comes to bi anadam lamakom, there the Torah says that you follow a rov. When it comes to kashrus, comes to other things, when it comes to bi anadam lamakom. But mamon, which is dina ben adam chavero, there we don't go after the rov. There you have to be choshish even for the miut. So if there's a suffix, if the money belongs to Reuven or to Shimon, you can't be choshish for the miut. Because you can't say that Reuven is going to have to pay Shimon because you're choshish for the miut. Because maybe Reuven is right, maybe Adinim Reuven. So Shimon has to be choshish that he's stealing. So therefore we say, Mam bi mami de mamin b'cheskasa. So is this suffix who the money belongs to? Why can't you be choshish for the miut? Because Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon, because there's a miut that belongs to Shimon. Maybe taka the din is with Reuven, and then you follow the rov, and Reuven has a cheskes mamon. So avada Reuven gets to keep it. When it comes to aveda is a different story. Since it's before Yeush, so the motze, the finder, hasn't been koned yet. And therefore, even if you take it away from him, there's no gazel, because the aved is not his, and therefore he has to be choshesh for the miut and announce it. So normally we're not choshesh for the miut when a person has a cheskes mamon, because you're stealing it, but he's got a chazak on it, how can you take it away from him? But here you're not taking it away from anybody. So therefore you're choshesh for the miut when it comes to Benad Lamakoms. So there we follow the rof. When it comes to Benad Lachavero, here, if he hasn't been koned yet, then be choshish for the miut. And say that maybe it belongs to Yenim, maybe it belongs to someone else, maybe it belongs to a Jew. And therefore you have to announce it, because you're not, the yesod is that you're not taking it away from anybody. It doesn't belong to the finder. Since it doesn't belong to the finder, you have to be choshish for the miut. Not only that, but if he announces it and a Jew comes, then Yisbara Sufik Legamre. So even though Bishas that he's Machriz, he doesn't know who it belongs to, but if a Jew comes and gives a simon, then we know it belongs to him. And then you're going to be Makai Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, because again, by Mitzvah Binan Lachaver, you're not following the Rov. So here you don't know what it belongs to, but the Maisa after he announces it, you might find out who it belongs to. And therefore you have to announce it. And don't be tamei. How can Binan Lachavera be more tchamer than Binan Lamakom? We have a Tosefta brought in the Ron Ksubis that there's a Mandiyamar that even by Gezel we say a Hargval Yavor like Gimel Averis Chamuris. Vayam Bechasim Sofer Bechoshim Mishpat Simon Aleph says it's Sad Chomer by Gezel more than by other Isurim. And therefore, because of the Chomer Isur Gezel, Ein Ocham Mamanach Harov. So if there's a Suffolk, if the money belongs to Reuven or Shimon, so be Mami the Mamun Cheskasa. And you don't go after the rov to be motzi mamon. So even if the miut has the mamon, so we can still follow the chazaka. And b'mamon ein ochanach ha'rov, you follow the cheskes mamon, and whoever it belongs to gets to keep it, whether the miut is on his side or the rov is on his side. But by beveda, there's no chash gezel if you announce it, because it never belonged to you in the first place. So why not just announce it? Otherwise you're holding on to Gezel. So then we have the question, if that's true, then, because Gezel is so chumra, then why in Dina Nefashas do we follow the Rof? Even a Ruba de Lesser Kaman like Tosis and Baba Kamachov Zayin Amid Beis that we've discussed in the past, we hope to discuss in the future. We're giving Shiurim and Shari Yosher, so in our Shari Yosher Shiurim, we will discuss it, or have discussed it. Psiyata d'shmaya. So dinin nefashis are very chamor. So why are you going after the rov? And the answer is if you're choshish for the miut, there's going to be no mitzvah to be do din b'rotzeach. All you need is one dayan who says don't kill him, and then nobody's ever going to get killed. There's going to be no din. When When are you ever going to be mekayim the mitzvah? It also says if that if everybody holds chayiv, then he's zakai. So you're never going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Although everyone says chayiv, he's zakai. And if Rov saying you're allowed to follow the miyut, then he's also zakai. So when are you ever going to be mekayim the mitzvah? So therefore, by dinei nefashis, you have to follow the Rov. But by dinei mamonis, in this particular case of a Shabbos Aveda, and in general, dinei mamonis, so you say you don't go after the Rov. Because we're choshish for gezel. So again, if somebody has a cheskes mamon, so then you can be choshish and gezel on both sides. So you might as well give it to the guy with the rov on his side. But if there's no cheskes mamon, then you have to be choshish for gezel and he has to announce it. However, we have to be ma'ayin, and with the right it says, they know mamon achar rov, and they have to be choshish for the miut, maybe it's gezel. And we said that this saves you from the Yisr Gezel by being choshish for the miut. So how we can understand the Gemara above Metzia, that it says that these when the wind blew down these dates, how do we eat it? If it's al tiyayush, so yisomim aren't b'nei mechila, and maybe it belongs to yisomim, and they can't be mochel. And the Gemara says baga ba'ara diyasmi lo mechzakin on Rashi. We're not going to be machzik the whole bika that it belongs to the yisomim and aser all the tumarim because of safek karka shel yisomim, but rather we go after the rov. But the question is, based on our yisur, we have a question. Here, if you don't eat the dates, there's no chashash gezel. Right, normally we said that if there's going to be a chashash gezel the other way, if we're arguing about an object and the rov is on your side and not on my side, so there's a chashash gezel, so how can you say be choshish for the meat and I'll take it, I'm being gozel from you. But here, if you don't take the dates, there's no chashash gezel, so why shouldn't you be somich and why shouldn't you be choshish for the meat? You're not losing anything if you don't need the dates, but the yisomim might be losing, so it might belong to them. She should be choshish for the miut. So maybe the answer is based on what the Shita Mekubetzes there says in the name of the Ravid, that it says in the Gemara that there's shkatzim ramasim. Kevin dika shkatzim ramasim do achli lu meikari yerushim yashim. There's yeush again. Yisomim can have yeush, but the Gemara says there's shkatzim ramasim there, and Rashi says there's already a hefsay. They're already disgusting. And therefore, they fall off the tree with a little bit of wind, and therefore, on a person who's able to have yeush has yeush. So there's really no loss for the Bailim when he takes these dates, because anyway, they were nifsad. Just the Gemara says that since these some are not b'nei mechila, so gzeiras hatorah that you're not allowed to take it, because the Bailim weren't mafkirit, so how are you allowed to take it? If it's a regular person, he's mesiyayish, because he's able to be Messiah, and it's already nifsad, it's already destroyed, it's disgusting. So he's not going to want it. The Gemara says, but if you sell him, they can't be Messiah. So Xeris Sataris, you can't touch it, even though they're not losing. So the answer is, he can be Somech on the Rov, that doesn't belong to Yisomim. How can you be Somech on the Rov? Because even on the Tzad that it is Yisomim, it does belong to the Yisomim, but it's disgusting, you're not causing them a loss. And if you're not causing them a loss, you can go over the rov. The Dafka Gezel, where there's an Isser Ben Adon L'Chaveiro, there we don't go after the rov. But here, where it's already disgusting, and therefore you're not causing a loss Ben Adon L'Chaveiro, you can take it for yourself. So there's obviously a lot more to say. This is Eila Metzias, there's a veld to say. But we learned some important yisodos in this shir, and we pray to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that we're able to continue. L'lomar ulam elishma v'lasas. We saw today a machlokas rishonim. What the inyan of ein holcha m'mamen achar rov is, if we're talking, even when there's no cheskes mamen. We saw the rabbit holds, even when there's no cheskes mamen, you don't follow the rov. And we ask, so what's better, to follow the miut? So what do you mean you announce it if it's Rov Kananim? The Rov is that it belongs to a Canaanite. So there's no Cheskes Mamon here. And therefore, you're not taking it away from anybody. But the answer we said was that this is Dina Binan Lachavero. Because Binan Lachavero, we don't follow roves. You have to be choshesh. Just, if you're going to steal, if you're going to be stealing, then obviously you can't be choshesh for the miut. But here there's no onion of gazel. Why is there no onion of gazel here? There's no onion of gazel because it never belonged to the finder. So you're not taking it away from the finder. But he is taking it away from the person who lost it. So he has to be choshesh for the miut that it belonged to a Jew. I'll announce it and the guy will come around. Because in Beinad Lamakoms, we follow the rope. But in Beinad Lachaveri, you could have to be choshesh for the miut as long as there's no gezel. It's important to note, before we mention Rav Shimon, the famous Yisod of Rav Shimon, why do you say that in Mamonis, how do you say that a person has a cheskes mamon, he can keep it? What about gezel? What about gezel? That if I keep it, doesn't matter, I have a rove, I don't have a rove. If you say that I can keep it, then maybe I'm stealing, I have to give it to my friend. There are a number of terutzim. So one terutz is, okay, so I'm going to give it to him. Then he has to be choshesh, he has to give it back to me, because maybe he's stealing. And maybe I'm stealing, maybe he's stealing. So we just follow the cheskes mamon. But Shimon's famous teretz is that first we have to establish who owns it, and then you get into the halacha question of bailus. First you have the mishpat haseichel, who does it belong to? First you have to establish bailus, which is kiviyachol. It's different ways of interpreting it. Either it's outside of Torah, or it's before the din of gezel. It's better to say it that way, because I think that's what Reb Shimon meant. He made a whole doctorate on Reb Shimon. He discusses this at length, professor. Harav, professor of Shai Vosner Shlita. Upon him, first we determine Bailus, and then we can talk about Gezel. But once you determine that I'm the Bailim, al pi alocha, I'm the Bailim, so there's no Gzela Shaila. But again, in our case, where he finds an Aved, he's not the Bailim. There is a Gzela Shaila. My question is about Cheskes Mamon. How can you say, oh, I have a Cheskes Mamon, I can keep it? Yeah, but maybe I'm stealing. The answer is no. We established I'm the Bailim, so maybe it's not stealing. Anyway, this is obviously a much broader topic, and we're just touching on it. And we should be zochet to see continuing neflos gedolos v'atzumos mitaras Hashem. There is so much more to learn together, Rabbi Osai. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom.